Direct from Studio 2 at Columbia Square in Hollywood, it's Matinee. Oh. Starring Harry Babbitt.
Thank you, George. I'm never too busy to say hello, 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 hello. I'm never too busy to say hello to people I don't even know. I'm never too busy to say good day, good day, good day, good day. I'm never too busy to say good day. I make lots of friends that way. Well, hi, everybody. This is your singing host, Harry Babbitt, with songs, music, games, and prizes for everyone. And I'm never too busy to say hello, hello.
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 Hello. Yes, it's Matinee with your singing host, Harry Babbitt. Songs by Marion Morgan and Billy Strange, plus the music of Billy Liebert in the orchestra. Now, here he is, the star of our show, Harry Babbitt. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry.
You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart. When your luck is batting zero, get that old chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. Well, you can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart. Yes, you gotta have heart.
Thank you. Oh, boy, you gotta have heart. We got a real great show for everybody. Yeah, George?
I got a solution for the Los Angeles Dodgers' trouble.
What's that, George?
Marion Morgan as pitcher.
Yeah.
That's great. That gal's got more curves than all the rest of the pitchers in the National League put together.
Well, let's meet her right now, Marion Morgan. Thank you.
Hi, everyone.
Boy, and I'll tell you, Marion, you can make a pitch for me anytime you want.
Well, thank you very much. Wasn't that real sweet?
Boy, that really was. George, I'm proud of you.
So am I.
For a father, that's all right.
I think we better sing.
Allegheny moon, I need your light to help me find romance tonight. So shine, shine, shine. Allegheny moon, your silver beams can lead the way to golden dreams. So shine, shine. Among the stars so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do for me. For my one and only love. up to you. Please see what you can do for me and for my one and only
Yes, sir. Vaudeville is back, and here they come with their straw hats, blazers, and canes, those two tired vaudevillians, George and Harry.
Hello there, Harry. Hello, you happy people.
Hello there, George. Hello, you happy people.
Say, what are you doing these days, Harry?
Well, I have a job at a nudist colony, George.
What kind of a job at a nudist colony, Harry?
Well, George, my job is to keep all the gamblers and con men out of the colony.
Why do you have to keep all the gamblers and con men out of the nudist colony, Harry?
They don't want any skin games going on out there. That ain't all. I keep out the tattoo artists, too.
Say, my uncle is the champion golfer at the nudist colony, Harry.
Your uncle is a champion golfer at a nudist colony, George?
Yes, sir. Yesterday he went around the course in nothing.
No! Well, George, I want to say one thing. You can't blame your uncle for being a nudist.
I can't?
No, sir. He was born that way.
Say, I have a great idea for making a pot full of money at a nudist colony, Harry.
What kind of an idea you have, George, that'll make a pot full of money at a nudist colony?
I'm going to open up a store and sell underthings to the nudists, Harry.
Oh, what kind of underthings could you sell to nudists, George?
Cushions, Harry. Cushions.
What some people will do to make a living, huh?
Yeah. Boy, I'll be glad when I get the baby paid for, Harry.
Oh, my. Well, you know, we didn't get much of a chance to say too many things about the band when we introduced them today. It's a good thing, Billy. No, we're real proud of these fellows, a great bunch of musicians. And every once in a while, they come up with something that's real outstanding. And I want you to hear it now. This is an arrangement I think Billy or Les made a short time ago called Land of the Pharaohs. Listen.
I'd always give a week's pay to see you miss that symbol someday.
You'd go right through Al if he did.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. This is your day to have a lot of fun.
It's the birthday of our drummer's wife, Irv Kluger's wife, Phil, is having her birthday today. Yeah, Prettiest little gal you ever saw in your life. Beautiful black. How'd you ever land her, Irv?
Gee, that's... it took years.
I'll bet it.
Hey, but Harry, I'm real glad you reminded me it was her birthday.
Oh! I'll tell you who reminded me. Your daughter, Jamie, wrote a letter and told me all about the fact that this was her mother's birthday. And I understand, Irv, that she's taking vocal lessons again, going to be a girl singer once again, right?
Yeah, she is.
Did she used to sing with a band?
Oh, she sang with a bunch of bands. Shep Fields and Tommy Reynolds and Bob Chester.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and she was in the... I met her at the house... She was with the house band at the Steel Pier at Atlantic City.
Well, hey, there you are. You've heard the mailman's whistle. Well, that's the mail girl's whistle. And those are the dogs and wolves howling back there at Marion, who is our mail girl, and she has a real cute poem here today. Haven't you, Marion?
I sure have, Harry. We have a card from Mrs. Nell Reddick of Glendale. Oh, that's good, Larry. I'm so glad you know her.
He knows everybody.
Well, anyhow, Mrs. Reddick sent us a lament or a tale of woe that we've all kind of experienced, and I think you'll kind of like it. It goes like this. I think that I shall never see the dollar that I loaned to thee, a dollar that I could have spent on various forms of merriment, the one I loaned to you so gladly, the same which I now need so badly, for whose return I had great hope, just like an optimistic dope. For dollars loaned to folks like thee are not returned to fools like me.
That was very good, Mary, and we have a prize for Mrs. Reddick for sending us that poem.
Say, Billy Strange, what was the Sadie Glotz thing you were doing from Glendora?
I beg your pardon. What was that lady's name again?
Patty Kleitz.
Patty Kleitz, yeah. What was
Patty Kleitz lives in Glendora, all the way up the hill to Glendora, all the way, you and I, Eric, all the way. There we go, there we go,
back. I finished a long time ago. You know, I think I'll publish that. Oh. What's that little piece of pink paper in your hand?
I wonder how long you have worked here. Not counting tomorrow.
You know, that's never been funny to me. Every time I've ever heard it, and now it's even more unfunny. Well, friends, as my parting song, bidding you all a fond adieu, as our ship slinks. You mind your own business, Tubby. Let's sing Unchained Melody, huh?
Oh, my love, my darling, I hunger for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely rivers sigh, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine?
come around to request time. Just before we went on the air today, we asked everybody in our studio audience who had a favorite song they'd like to hear for us performed to write the title down on a card. We also have asked our listeners to mail in their favorites, too. We put all the cards into this container, and we'll draw them out one at a time. Now, if anybody in the cast thinks they know the number, we'll just have a go at it. Right, Harry?
Well, I'm not going to sing a song as long as Billy Strange is wearing that mask. That's all I can say.
Harry, that's my face. Now, you cut it off.
All right, I tell you, let's see if you got a card there, George, and I'll read it. This is the first request today, and we haven't any idea what's in here, and this is all ad-lib, and let's hope that we know the songs, that's all. Well, let's see, this comes from Peter Lamanche. Ooh, that's pretty fancy, isn't it?
I would say so,
we. Is Peter here? I don't know whether I pronounced the name properly. Where is Peter? How do you do, Peter? That's L-A-M-A-N-T-I-E-R. T-I-A, Mantia, all right. That looks to me like you're from Los Angeles, aren't you, Peter? He wants to hear Say It Isn't So. Say It Isn't So. Well, if nobody else, well, I'll try it. I'll try it. I don't know whether I know all the words, but I'll try it. Got a key? All right.
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me, say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me, say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me, say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay, that's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
Oh, okay, Peter, that was for you, Peter Lamontier of Los Angeles.
Have a card.
And our second card, let's see, the gentleman's name here is Bill Matthews, who lives in North Hollywood. Bill, let's see, Bill wrote this from home. He's, I guess he's home, isn't he? We hope he's listening today because he sent this in to us. He wants somebody to sing or play You'll Never Know. You'll Never Know. Anybody know that? Marion, you want to try it?
I can try.
All right.
Bill, you want to get a key of some kind?
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I try, away, and my heart went
walked right up there after that one. And that was for Bill Matthews of North Hollywood. Bill, we hope you enjoyed that. Marion Morgan singing You'll Never Know. Our next request, let's see, this must be from someone here in the audience. Louise K. Schlott of Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. Louise, there she is right there. Sure. Hi, Louise. She wants to hear You Are My Sunshine. Oh, look out. George is getting wound up here, Bill. You better move in fast.
George, if you don't mind, you'll forgive me?
All right, yeah.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Everybody sing.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
There you are, Louise Schlott. That was for you, and Billy sang, and we thank all the rest of you for singing right along with him. What do we got now, George? Is that all?
Well, that's all we have time for this afternoon, Harry. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to thank them and all the folks in our studio audience this afternoon for playing Request Time on Matinee.
Shall we thank them right now? Well, it's time now for us to show our versatility. I say our, I mean the versatility of the band, because Billy Liebert, who ordinarily plays accordion, is over at the piano, and Les Taylor, who usually is at the piano, is at the vibraphone. I don't know what happened to Billy Strange. He fell in a hole up there. Rest of the fellows have all got their instruments ready, and Marion, they're about to back you up with Talk of the Town.
Mm-hmm.
I can't show my face. Can't go any place. People stop and stare. It's so hard to bear. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. We don't stop to speak, though it's just a week. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. We sent out invitations to friends and relations, announcing our wedding day. Friends and our relations gave congratulations. How can you face them? What can you say? Let's make up, sweetheart. We can't stay apart. Don't let foolish pride keep you from my side. How can love like ours be ended? It's the talk of the
like a pretty old ballad. I say, Marion, speaking of things old, I'd like to ask you, anybody here in the studio audience ever play a player piano, pump the old-fashioned? You've all done it, I guess. Yeah, sure. Well, we got one right here. In fact, Marion, I'll tell you what, I'll pump if you'll press the keys, okay?
All right.
You know, I'll pump. Wait, let me... Okay, here we go.
I want to hear it again, I want to hear it again. The old piano roll blues.
With
sitting at an upright, Miss Sweetie and me.
Pushing on the pedals, making sweet harmony. When we hear rinkety-tink, and we hear plinkety-plink, we cuddle closer, it seems.
And while we kiss, kiss away all our cares,
the player piano's playing a razzmatazz.
I want to hear it again, I want to hear it again.
The old piano roll blues, there they go.
You'll all be back with us tomorrow, because we'll all be here, the whole gang. See you tomorrow, huh? Bye.
Matinee came to you through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.